Form 2 Tango, mobile.
2T, KN4 VWA, what's up, Rusty?
Hello, Steve. Merry Christmas to you. Hey, I'm on my way to pick up a little bit of lunch.
You didn't exactly beat the lunch rush crowd, did you?
This way, Steve. I mean, I ate breakfast at about, about 10 o'clock this morning, so I mean, I wasn't getting hungry until now, and I've been playing on the radio, worked a bunch of FTH stations this afternoon, and also I've been doing that, and finally looked up and saw what time it is and thought maybe I better go find me a little bit of lunch, you know? So I'm going out to my favorite Chinese place to pick up a takeout order.
Yeah, listen, I was sitting in the car and waiting on my wife to come out back out from Big Lots. In other words, I was imitating N0TR, Tom, and I was playing around on 20 meters, and I talked to a guy in Idaho. So 20 meters is doing pretty good this afternoon.
I've been working FT8 on 17, doing 17 meters, 20 meters, and 30 meters this afternoon. And I worked 20 stations total out of the three bands. And I reoriented the where the ends of my G5RV were, so I've got the antenna oriented to a different direction. See if that'll improve my reception on it.
I hear you. So, yeah, and by the way, I hit that, it was W0PM, Whiskey 0 Papa Mike in Idaho, and did that off of my little 857D in an ATOS 120. I was kind of impressed with this whole thing.
You can do a lot with those things, believe it or not. 857D, I used to have one. In fact, it was my main station for radio for a while until I got my ICOM 718. And then somebody else decided they would like the 857D and the little auto tuner that I had to go with it. And they bought both, and then they took the two and combined them together to make it all into one unit. And somehow they figured out a way to insert the tuner inside the case for the 857D and set it up so all you had to do was hit tune on the radio, and it would tune it up using the tuner built in. I don't know how he did it, but, you know, I guess it works. Anyway, so you've been trying to check the inside of your eyelids for leaks today, huh?
Out to church this morning, and then we went out, did a little bit of grocery shopping, and then my wife just got out of Big Lots buying a couple of dog beds, and now we're headed back to the house, and yes, I am going to get back to the house, take all the ashes out of the wood stove, cut up another fire, and I'm going to watch the inside of my eyelids until about 5:15 when I got to go back to church. I'm doing security this Sunday, so I got to be back at about 5:15.
We didn't have a church service today. We had all the other Sundays of the month, and then we had one Christmas Eve. So they decided since all the families would be going out and gathering everywhere on Christmas Day, instead of bringing everybody back into church after possibly being exposed to, you know, who knows what for on Christmas Day, they just decided to not have a service, did a virtual service today. The presbytery, about 8 or 9 churches got together, and our choir put in a couple of anthems, and other churches sang and put music in and had people doing readings and everything. So it was a very good service, about 45 minutes, and it was a nice service online even, and so I could sit there at home and enjoy my cup of coffee while I watched it and participated, you know.
Yeah, that sounds nice. That's nice. Well, I'm going to cruise it on back to the house. And like I said, I'm going to build me a fire, watch that movie playing on the end of the side of my eyelids until about 5:15 and head on back. So I tell you what, Merry Christmas, bud. I hope yours was a safe and happy one. And I'll talk to you soon. KN4VWA, 73 is clear.
Okay, just to let you know about doing that church security. I did it every Sunday this month and Christmas Eve for our service. So I had to be at church at 4 o'clock Christmas Eve. So anyway, Steve, you take it easy. We'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, W2T.
KO4WTF, can I get a radio check? Over.
T0DVA, you are coming in loud and clear. We are Table Rock State Park on a paddle boat right now.
And just don't tip over, man. We don't want you to get wet. I'm over at Camp Old Indian doing a winter camp out with some scouts and just on a... So I can link up with some people tomorrow.
Paddle State Park to come out and camp. You gotta bring the scouts out here.
Out there a few times with some Cub Scouts. We've done a hike around the lake. We've done a hike over to some waterfalls. I want to try to get the Boy Scouts all the way to the top of Table Rock, because I'm telling you, if you get up there, I imagine you can really hit some people even on UHF, CHF. But I could get them to carry all my gear for me. So, yeah, it's a great park. Around here, or are you just visiting?
We're actually down here for a campground host until about the middle of March.
Nice. Where did you come down from?
Well, our home base is South Dakota. Used to live in Sturgis, where the old motorcycle car was, but we sold that place about 5 years ago. It's been full-time RVing ever since.
Oh, summer in South Dakota, so you're about ready to jump out and go for a swim, ain't you?
Snow, and no, I don't think so. Guess I could go take a finished bath, you know, go into a sweatshop type deal, and then run naked and roll in the snow.
You do that, you have fun, and please do not take any pictures. Well, I gotta head back up to my campsite, enjoy it down here. There are a lot of places. Look up Caesar's Head, Mountain View Rest Area, and then Blue Ridge Parkway. There's some beautiful places up there as well.
Yeah, we've done the Blue Ridge. We didn't get to do all of it because the small section closed, but we're going to try to get that done before we leave in March.
That's a good plan. You guys enjoy your stay down here. And by the way, my name is Todd, and I'm going to be on here pretty much till Wednesday. We're camping out with the scouts, and we're even doing a radio merit badge in the next couple of days. So if you stay on this, you might hear us. And I don't know if you have an HF rig or anything, but I imagine we're going to try to reach out to some people using that as well. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Right now I'm in the process of trying to get my antenna wires, get them tuned. I'm having a hard time. I just can't seem to get out on 20 meters or my 40 and 80 meter antennas that I made. SWR's just gone way up on them. Hey, we'll let you go. We'll be down with yours. KE0 to you, be clear.
At 73 to you, and KO4WTF clear.
With Uniform 2 Tango Mobile. Uniform 2 Tango, November 4, Echo Delta X-ray. That really let drug something in. Hello, Ed, W2Z. I know, I was minding my own business. I heard you make you call a minute ago, and I'm out running around. I don't know if I'm full quieting the repeater. I think I may have some issues with my mobile antenna. Getting on to me here now. Of course, where I threw my call out is a bad section. We got a bad section of road that's cropped up over there just on the west side of Interstate 26 on Reedville Road. I don't know what it is, but I get in that section and people can't hear me and I can't hear them. So how's Ed doing these days?
Ed, I'm actually out looking at a few places
houses for rent, and you know, trying to. It's funny, the market is just absolutely tight as a tick right now for rental property. And on top of that, they've jacked the prices up about 20% too, I think. Estimate. That's about exactly what I would say. I just came down. I've been up there near Lake Robinson and looked at a little place, and it, my guess, you know, just between you and I, I'd say it's probably worth about $750 a month, and they're asking $1,100, and that's just insanity. Really, when it's well, I don't know, up in that area, I understand that, you know, prices can be a little bit higher up that way. I don't know why, but you're not the first person to tell me that. So anyway, and also, you thinking about relocating from where you're living now? I could talk to you on the phone. I'm just, yeah, I'm looking to relocate, and I would love to be out away from the city a little bit, but the funny thing about that property I just looked at is it's not on the lake, it doesn't have any type of view, and the only thing I can figure is it had a big concrete-floored shop out back, a double, probably big enough to put six cars in, and I suspect somebody had used that property to make a living doing mechanical work on automobiles, if you know what I mean? Sounds like it. Yeah, I know. Oh, well, you know, that's what it is. Well, you got my phone number, and you know where I live. And all, I've been out where I got out around the middle of the day today while it was nice and warm, and relocated the ends of my G5 RV, and seems to be making a difference on the band. So I'll see how it works later on tonight when I try to get on 40 meters or 75 meters on net. So anyway, talk to you later. I'm back at the house. I want to get inside to eat my lunch while it's still hot. N4EDX W2T. Talk to you later, Ed. Okay, Rusty, be good. Good to chat with you. I'll give you a shout on the landline or on the mobile. 73s, enjoy your lunch. N4EDX.